Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. That sounds kind of a little on the hollow side. Also, I didn't like look at this before coming out here, but I'm rearranging the furniture because I like the guests to have a little bit more, to not be just between a table and a wall. So I'm just going to rearrange everything a little bit. I was here early enough to do this. Oh, there goes a microphone. It's okay. They'll figure it out. They'll pick it up. Oh shit. Oh, now we're really in trouble. Thank you. Are you like on the AV club or something? Because you did that. Not only did you do that well, you did it quickly. You're like a roadie that's in charge of Steven Tyler's scarves. You really worked with precision. I'm thrown off in general tonight because I had a horrible iPhone day today, where suddenly my Leonard Maltin app. Just would, not only would it not work at all, well, that's all I have to say about it, is it would not work at all. I don't know why I said not only. It wouldn't work at all, and also it wouldn't work at all. Like, there's nothing else to say other than it just totally wouldn't work. And so I freaked out, and I loaded a Leonard Maltin game into my iPad, and just like all the great products over at Apple, the phone's working fine now, and it's like nothing ever happened. Like, it's just like, let's not even worry about that. Let's not worry about the fact that we completely let you down and when you really needed us. Don't worry about it, Apple. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, May 24th, 2 Ocean's 11. Great shows. Great shows last week in Philadelphia, Arlington, Easton, and New York City. In New York City, we recorded 2 special boner eps of the show at the Gramercy Theater. I mean, of this show and of the Benson Interruption. And they're both available now or soon in the comedy album section of iTunes. And for non-iTunes people, now you can get a lot of this stuff at astrecords.com/DLM. You can get season 2 of Doug Loves Movies and lots of other stuff. You can see me do stand-up and probably play a little Leonard Maltin game with audience members on the following dates, places, and venues. May 29th, I'll be at the Palace Station in Vegas. June 1st and 2nd, I'll be at Cab City Comedy in Austin, Texas. Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California on June 15th. Comedy Works, Denver, June 18th at 4:20. I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase June 23rd. Jukebox Comedy in Peoria on June 24th. Yeah, there's a comedy club in Peoria. I'll be at Zany's in Chicago June 25th, also at 4:20. Funny Bone, Des Moines, June 26th. Waiting Room Lounge in Omaha, Nebraska, June 27th. City Arts Center at Fair Park in Oklahoma City, June 28th, which is also Doug Benson Day. It was declared Doug Benson Day last year on June 28th. So I said, I'll come back on Doug Benson Day. And they said, well, it's not going to be Doug Benson Day every year. And I said, it is now. It's in my mind is all that matters. Even the posters for the show say, come on down for Doug Benson Day. What's Oklahoma City going to do? Or the state, I mean, what are they going to do? No, it's not. They got more important things to do. They didn't even know they made it Doug Benson Day the first time around. You know, it was just somebody doing somebody a favor. Houston Improv, June 29th, and the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club in Ventura, California, on July 6th. That's only a the tip of the iceberg. I've got many more road dates, and you can see them all at DougLovesMovies.com on the homepage there. I don't even know how many pages. I think there's only one page at DougLovesMovies.com. And that's the page that's got tour dates in it. The number one movie in the country right now is Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Strange Days, or something like that. And I haven't seen it, but I will tell you my thoughts about it a few months from now after sleeping through it on a plane. My guests today are two longtime friends and one brand new friend. Please welcome Sarah Silverman, Greg Barrett, and Jonathan Lipnicki.
We did it, you guys.
Yeah, so, yeah, just talk into your microphones, and,
constantly?
If you don't mind.
Stop. How are you?
I love it when you talk. Jonathan. It's Jonathan Lipnicki's here, everybody.
Come on.
Thank you, right? thank you.
Could you just die?
Sarah, have you seen him lately? Like, I saw him on The View last week, so I know how he looks and talks and moves and stuff. But have you seen him in a while?
I saw him on E's Hollywood Kids All Grown Up special.
The Not Fucked Up edition?
5 years ago.
It's like clips. And I saw a grown-up, and I was like, oh, he lucked out. He's cute. You never know.
Right. Yeah.
And not chock full of problems.
No. Yet.
We'll see.
But you're doing all right.
I saw some track marks.
I've seen him in a
few. So dumb.
You don't wear a shirt like that if you got track marks. What?
I've seen him in a few, I don't know if I'd call them dreams. They might have been fantasies. But they were, you know, they were cute.
Yeah, what are they called when you're awake?
Right, when you're awake.
And you're sitting in your living room.
Or you could just be, yeah, or like at an open door.
Semen is involved.
You're just looking at.
You're awoken by the wetness of semen.
Sure. Or surprising someone below you with
below
it.
You.
Below you,
say
yeah.
It
I see it on a. I did it on a porch.
Wordplay.
Yes, surprising somebody who's blowing. Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, so
wow.
We met on Twitter, you and I, sort of. We met there. And it was because I went to see a play at the Mark Taper Forum.
Ooh. Lieutenant of Inishmore, I don't know if
you saw that. Amazing show. I saw it on Broadway and in Los Angeles, and two people here have heard of it.
Thank
but
you, two people.
I saw a play. I went to a play, everyone.
It won a bunch of Tonys one year, right?
But that's also the thing, though, is it's not like a play. It's not a play. It's like it's like a Tarantino movie on stage. Like, it is
so it's
hilarious.
Like a play.
Really bloody.
And,
so it's
but really bloody.
Okay.
Seven gallons but you know what I mean? It's not like a, importance of being in earnest or something. What?
They used 7 gallons of blood a night, or fake blood.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was insane.
You never know which night it's gonna be.
times.
Yeah, it's very bloody and hilarious, but also everyone in it has a thick accent. Right?
Irish
accent. And it's by, what's the guy's name? Martin McDonagh?
Yes. Yeah. He also did Pillow Man and directed In Bruges.
In Bruges is an awesome movie. So,
Welcome to Doug Loves Plays, everybody. Yeah. Grab a pillow because.
Don't get me started about how I saw Daniel Radcliffe in How to Succeed in Business last weekend. It was amazing.
I'm gonna go back to New York next week and see House of Blue Leaves. So then we can come back and bore people about that.
Yeah, it is kind of, it's weird when you go see Broadway shows, when you come back to LA, it's like no one else has seen it or cares to hear about it, and like they don't give a shit. I didn't see Book of Mormon, so that's the first thing everybody asked me is, did you see Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. So then suddenly the conversation's over. No, but I saw a play about AIDS. No, you didn't see the Mormon play, so we're not really, the Mormon musical, so we're not particularly interested. But the point I was trying to drive at was that it was an amazing play, and the cast was amazing. So if you were an understudy, there was a chance you would have to go on at some point in one of those roles. Did you ever, during the run of the show, go on?
No, I didn't.
Okay. But you were ready to.
Yes, I was.
That's why
so
you saw
ready.
Me there. You were sitting a couple rows behind me because you have to sit through it a lot because you're going to might have to do it.
And then I totally was like, oh, my God, it's Doug Benson. So then when I saw you tweeted me, I was, like, overjoyed. It's like love at first tweet.
No, wow, that's awesome. Sweet. I wasn't digging for that. What I'm getting at is since you've grown up to be an actual decent thespian who does dialects and whatnot, I would like to hear your Irish accent, but I want you to say a line from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
So pick anyone you want, but
let's
then say it with
let's
that
human
with
head
that, with that fecking accent. They say feck
the
a lot.
Feckin' accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like a year ago. Let's see if I can pull that one out.
Jerry Maguire was a little longer ago than that.
Yeah,
I don't mean
like
to quibble.
Sorry.
But like that is easy to remember because people yell those lines out at you for moving cars, don't they?
Actually, yeah.
Peace, smell fear. They must yell that as they drive
by. Yeah, they do.
I love it.
See,
you have a great life.
If it gives you any comfort.
Why don't you yell my line out from Jerry Maguire?
Oh, because you got cut out of Jerry Maguire.
Oh.
Did you know that? That Greg Barron was in Jerry Maguire?
First off, it was great to see Lipnicki because we're back together again. Cast reassembled.
Finally,
how about it?
Winning.
Both in Jerry Maguire.
Your scene wasn't with him, though.
It was not, no. It was with Tom and Cuba. That's how I came to know him that evening. And
what's
and
radio
guy,
really
guy,
like?
And a guy.
Radio?
Yeah. And the guy who was also in the scene with me was his name was Keith Kallenbach.
Oh,
and he is no longer with us.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he was arrested with a van and some kids and then he died in prison. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that was sort of. That's how you could have ended up, and you didn't, Jonathan. But
yeah.
But so
you.
Polite.
Different
he
paths.
Was
so
he was
polite.
Super nice. Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
All right, you don't have to do that dumb thing I said. I just
yeah.
I know.
Now
we
got it.
I just wanted to say it out loud. I don't really need to hear it. But
our company had a big victory.
People are booing. That's
yeah,
weird.
No, we want to hear it.
What's an Irish accent like? Darded, arded, 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 arded.
You should do it. That
yeah,
was,
you
that
should just say it. Just
on.
Say,
you know
how much does a human head weigh?
You know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Yes. Oh, it was 8? I thought it was 10.
It's 8, but
oh, okay.
I think like, it really is 10. But
did
I
you
think
know the human head weighs 8 pounds,
that's
laddie?
Awesome.
That was the best accent I've ever done.
That was awesome.
I can't
great.
Even believe I know how to do that.
That was Brad Pitt from The Devil's Own. Good. Oh, the Devil's Own. The Devil's Own.
I didn't even do any research.
That was awesome.
Like imitating Flanagan.
Welcome to Largo. Dude.
Yeah, our good friend.
And there was one movie where some kids went, give me a penny. I can do that.
Oh, was it Angela's Ashes?
No, it was something black and white. With old-timey people in it.
I like to...
Say what?
People are trying to guess, but do not even do, ignore them.
Play.
Ignore
something
them.
Man.
The Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man.
Was that really it?
No,
that was
it?
Not it.
Yeah, it was. It was
it
The
was?
Quiet Man, which is not in black and white. think it was The Quiet Man, but that is another movie that takes place in Ireland.
This is so much more fun than the Leonard Maltin game. We should.
I'm sorry.
We should put this in the show. What was that movie?
You can edit all the boring stuff out.
We don't edit anything out, but you're doing great, Sarah.
Really?
Yeah, and also, I have to ask you about, I hear that you have a movie coming out with Michelle Williams is also in it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have a rather erotic scene with her?
No. Is that really what you thought?
That's what people are saying.
Oh, this is going to be such a disappointment, it's beyond.
Well, I'll be cool with it not being that erotic, because I know you.
And it's not at all erotic.
Kind of weird. What happens?
It's an everyday nothing. You know, it's just we take a swim class at the Y, and now.
Slow down. Set it up. Go ahead, set it up a little bit slower. So, we're at the Y. You love this? It's a regular.
Greg's favorite movie is Swim Fan.
Oh my God, I love Swim Fan. I do love Swim Fan.
It's just we're in the shower at the Y with a whole bunch of women who are all naked.
I love it.
Including us, but it's just like one of those.
Wait, back up. What's the not erotic part?
Because we're just.
A whole bunch of women and you and her?
Like,
naked?
Of all ages and all shapes and sizes. And it's like one of those, like women's bodies are all different shapes and sizes scenes. It's not like a sexy scene, it's like a completely just real. Scene.
Oh, kind of like Carrie.
No.
At the beginning of that movie, that was a realistic gym.
I told you this story. I feel like I must have told the story, but this
you didn't tell me this. Go ahead.
Okay, so Sarah Polley wrote and directed it, and she's incredible, and I trust her completely. But here now it is the time of the shower scene.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
So cute. Oh God, I took her side and I said, look, I know you love that all women's bodies are all sorts of shapes and sizes. I need you to look at me and pretend it's you. Like, be as critical as you would to your own self. Because sometimes I look in the mirror and if I'm naked and I'm like, ooh, I'm disgusting. And then I try to stop and I go, what if I'm looking at another body? This was another girl's body. I'd be like, she's beautiful. It looks natural. It's great. Yeah, because it's someone else's. So I said, Sarah, really look at me and be honest and give me tips that, you know, like tell me things you would want to know if you were me. So we do the scene. And once I'm in it, I'm not even thinking about it. And I'm completely just trying to remember my lines. No, and I want to say in the moment, but I was probably just reaching for lines. But anyway, I'm not even thinking about it. So then she comes to give me notes, and she's so thoughtful and she's so kind. And she goes, when you are shaving this leg, because it's like up on a stool, she said, we're seeing a lot of lip.
I don't understand.
And I literally
are you bent over?
I
how would you?
No, my I because
oh, you're bent. Yeah, show us.
And I grabbed her to keep from collapsing. And then like I kind of came to and it was all still real. So I'm not, you know, I like that I get, because instinctively I like to be provocative, I'm excited to be like, I'm naked in a movie. But when it comes out, it will be terrible for me. You'll be Kathy Bates in About Schmidt kind of stuff.
If I were you, and she said, I'm seeing a lot of lip, I would just say, that's because I'm pouting.
Yeah.
Good call.
It's a human body.
It's beautiful.
What's this movie called? Sarah?
Lips. It's called Take This Waltz, and I'm not a huge part of it. I just...
You're just the best part of it.
I mean, the important thing is Michelle Williams is naked, and I made a terrible mistake, and I'll tell you why there was lip. Because that morning, I took a hot bath to get a really good shave, and then I go, maybe I'll even up this corner. Maybe I'll make this a straight line. Never do anything from the top. So that is just getting lower and lower. And by the time I was done, I looked like I was wearing a crazy toupee. Like, it just looked like crazy and too small, and there was too much naked skin around it, but with like black rooted pores. And then when we go to do the scene, I look at Michelle
this
Williams.
This is all going to go in your Wikipedia,
and she
by
has
the way.
A,
you know that. She has a like a Merkin type bush, and then her lips are large.
I don't have a vagina that can pull that off. I need a full head of hair. And Michelle Williams had a beautiful, perfect, like, bushy triangle. And I was like, oh, I had that this morning. It's so frustrating. I have the kind of lips that most women want on their face. It's such a dichotomy. It's a terrible caveat. And
you have collagen injected lips down there.
Yeah, it looks like someone from like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills lips on their face is in my undercarriage and is all natural.
And they smoke.
So Jonathan.
But enough about me. Why do I do this?
Do what? That was fun.
That was good.
Yeah, it was great for you guys. Tomorrow.
Not gonna lie.
Take this waltz?
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be please or and shove it. But
take this waltz and shove
take,
it.
No, take
it's
this
great.
Waltz.
It's a Leonard Cohen song.
Oh, okay.
And most of the soundtrack is Leonard Cohen songs.
Yes. Sounds funny.
We all love his songs when they're covered by other people. Just kidding, Lenny. All right, sorry.
Lenny.
He probably loves it, too. He probably loves it, too.
What?
When his songs are covered, because then they sell. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Who has the original Hallelujah?
If I know artists, he'll take
that's
that
one.
The wrong way.
Okay. He's going
to
be all right.
He'll be all right.
He's not a podcast fan.
I sat next to him at Ammo, and he offered me a sip of his juice.
Is that true?
It's true. He was very sweet. He said, have you tried this? It was a sort of a mojito, like a virgin mojito. And he asked us if we'd tried it.
And
we
like,
said we
hallelujah.
Hadn't. And he said, here. He just sort of handed it up. I did. And then I asked him about a soldier's things.
But why was he talking to you in the first place? You had already
just started a conversation.
Just want a sip of this.
Next to us on a bench, looked over at us, saw that we didn't have juice. saw that we lacked juice, that he had a juice connection and an opinion, and he was glad to give it to us. He seemed like he didn't care how he was really well-dressed. It was noon. It was wonderful. He was awesome. He's the way you want to be when you're old, just pleasant. He's over all the bullshit.
He's cool.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's fucking Leonard Cohen. Having a juice.
Sounds like a juice pusher to me. We only have a few seconds to talk about this, but Tom Cruise, everything you know,
yes.
Let's go. I'm sure he was a delight to work with. I've heard you talk about how he and Renee were both wonderful to you.
Yeah, he was amazing.
And obviously, the chemistry you had with them was like what makes that movie so amazing.
Thank you.
But seriously, what's he like? No, have you kept in touch with him at all? Or
Somewhat. We emailed recently.
Yeah?
So, you know.
How did that go? Can you whip it out and read it to us?
No, I mean, I wish there was a video, because the guy is such an excited guy that, I mean, he's excited to do everything. I remember one time we went to the Rainforest Cafe, and he's like, can you believe it? Like, we're going to the Rainforest Cafe.
He is constantly amped. It's true.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's anything you could throw at that guy. I've met him a couple times, and both times, like he's unfazed by any kind of like, even no matter how you try to mock him or something, he's just all gung ho and super into it. I don't know how he does it. It's pretty amazing. to always be that amped about everything. It's hilarious that he's going to be in Rock of Ages. Oh, speaking of, back to musicals and plays, Greg. in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Daniel Radcliffe, when his character figures out he's in love, jumps up and down on a couch, and it brings the fucking house down. Like, they go insane. Were you watching Oprah when Tom did that? Or were you like, I should send an email?
I was not watching while it happened, but I saw it replayed over and over.
Yeah. That was... Yeah. He was very much in love.
It was super nutty, but it kind of reminds me of the Howard Dean, like, yeah, the guy got passionate about what he should be passionate about.
I've said this before because I've been on the show. When you're in that planet, which is its own planet,
he's already excitable.
The fucking women, most of them are on fire. Or they're peeing, or there's something. The panic and the excitement in the room is so palpable, like Beatlemania, that everything makes sense. It was like a Beatlemania moment. But when you see it on TV, you go, that looks crazy. But in the room, it's the right thing.
Oh, yeah, in the room,
do.
I'm sure that everyone went nuts. It wasn't like it bombed. It wasn't like he was jumping up and down the couch and there's silence.
No.
Oprah was like, oh my.
No, women were.
I have to start a network.
They were coming. Women were coming. Like, people were. They go. I'm not kidding. They go Beatlemania. It's Beatlemania when she comes out. They fucking. The building shakes. And then you're like, this is not a place that exists anywhere else except outside of the studio right now. So. He was probably just like, well, fuck, he just did what was natural
yes
to the
and.
Room. Yeah, he yes-anded it. That's right.
All right, you guys, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Everybody brought some awesome stuff for me to give away. Sarah brought...
I think that guy's name is Doug Benson.
Where?
Oh, is your name Doug Calder Benson?
No.
Oh, your name's Calder, and then you just wrote Doug Benson to celebrate where you are.
Do you want to describe all of the signs? There's a Mad Men one. You love Mad Men.
Matt Men. Get it?
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with movies.
Is so neat.
Some of these are so good that the sad ones are almost the ones you want.
I know, like
there's one that you're like, that would never
like
win.
Yeah, the guy
it
made one
win.
Out of Legos. Yeah. That's so sad.
No,
is that
not a guy,
sad?
Joe.
No.
It's not a guy. It's no. Joe, Sarah.
I'm
made it out of Legos.
I'm not just
dismember human
I'm
head
Stan.
Gives me pause.
But go ahead, all three of you, please go out into the audience and select a name tag that you'd like to play for. There's a VHS tape over there. There's a couple of arrows pointing to one specific person. So that's a lot of pressure to get that person selected. But go ahead, you guys. Get up.
Just
get up.
And
yeah.
Go
what part about that so hard to? Jordan's here with his baseball again. That's okay, Jonathan. Hang on. So Sarah brought copies of Volume 2, Season 2 of the Sarah Silverman Program on DVD, and. The songs of the Sarah Silverman Program on CD.
Monster. Yes.
My CD, of course, is always in here. Jonathan brought an autographed picture of himself. That'll be yours for the having.
I know, it's lame.
Looking good. Sarah wants to look at it. I think he's got a couple more if you want one, Sarah. And then... Greg bought some stuff from Reigning Monarchs. He bought some pins and a, what do you call this thing, Greg?
It's a 45. 45 and a CD. And that's I have a band, a surf band called the Reigning Monarchs. We play, it's like
and it's really signed on the back
the Clash
also?
Kind of stuff. And then I signed it, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And badges.
Very good. Yeah, and little pins, badges, whatever you want to call
that's
it.
That's awesome, Greg. Congratulations on your band. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thanks for the support. Yeah.
Oh, isn't your career basically like 18 side projects?
That's all it is.
You got a lot of stuff.
And none of them make any money, and I just sort of float.
There's, of course, your podcast, Walking the Room.
Walking the Room. Yeah.
People should listen to that.
Where my color's at?
If they like arguing, I'd imagine. I imagine there's a lot of arguing on
it. It's a little bit of fighting, and fighting and talking about fisting. And then raising our kids, and then raising our two daughters, raising our kids. Corn dogging.
Oh, you know what that sound means, everybody. I brought wood monkeys. I'm going to shoot one into the crowd real quick.
What is that?
It's a wood monkey.
Oh. That was the worst. I've done some bad root monkey shots, but that one was the worst. That was horrible. Anyway, the winner's going to get one also, and they have a little 4th of July's coming up, so they have Independence Day American flag cape. So all that stuff is going to be somebody's after we play a very exciting Leonard Maltin game, because Jonathan isn't really familiar with the Leonard Maltin game.
Not at all, but
so we're going to we're going to work you through it, and we're going to make this work. And let's see who you guys are playing for. Who are you playing for, Jonathan?
I'm playing for Thor. No, I'm joking.
You're playing for Jenna, who made a serious, intense Thor hammer. That's like so intense you can't even really. I guess you could put it like this, maybe. That's not gonna last. just hold it up like that if you can. There you go. And did you read for Thor?
No. No, didn't.
All right, that's good. I could see that it says Jenna. Yeah. So that's all that matters. And what's yours? What's that you got there, Sarah? You got a little weird monster.
Christina.
Okay. And Greg, who are you playing for?
I had to go with Shane's. This sign is, I mean, the time that it took. Here's a guy that loves the show, didn't just do this in the lobby. Look, you think he didn't fucking work on it. He wrote on both sides,
you guys.
And not only that, but he gave himself two personal fonts and then went with this one. Like, dude. And he's barely in the show. What's that?
He was just writing who the shithead was on the back.
Yeah. He wrote his own name as the shithead also? That's confusing. Don't say what it says there on the back, Sarah.
Oh, well, I just ruined the game.
It's all right.
I got to get down with the
rules. He did write it in big letters on both sides, though, so how could you know which one?
I didn't know.
Which one's supposed to be the name tag and which one's supposed to be the shithead.
That's something else. Right.
There's a whole bunch of business on the inside.
That's
But look at how lazy Jenna is. She only wrote her name on one side of the hammer.
Jenna.
She built.
So that's ridiculous. Good luck, Jenna. Jonathan's never played before, so your chances are you won't win anyway. But
I have a hard out at 8:14.
Okay, let's do this. Yeah, we can make it.
Just kidding.
We could totally make it.
Not really, though, right?
So all right, we'll start with Sarah, and then we'll go to Greg, and then we'll go to Jonathan, since Jonathan is new and has to figure out what's happening.
Okay.
I use the Leonard Maltin app on my phone, Jonathan. He writes movie reviews.
This is one of my favorite games that started many years ago, and I was even a part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm terrible at it, and I don't think I've ever won. Sorry, Christina. But I really, really try and
this
have
could,
hope.
This could be the time. Okay. This could be the one, yeah. So let's see what happens. So Sarah will get to pick from three categories of movie genres, sort of genres. Sometimes they're just based around a person. Let me give you... Mr. Redbeard on Twitter suggested a category of who, what, where, when, or why, and that's movies with any of those words in the title. Yeah. And then we had someone named at Esteban, E-S-T-A-B-A-H-N.
Esteban.
Suggested States, which is movies that has a state from the of the United States in the title.
Oh, feel
like
Minnesota.
Hang on, one more category.
Okay.
And don't pre-guess.
Sorry.
Like I would pick Feeling Minnesota.
You did.
Altered States.
At my it doesn't get that tricky, Greg.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what game we're playing.
All right,
Jonathan. Do you quickly want to say something to try to ruin it?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, good. He's so polite. Oh, people keep texting me. Texts just pop up over. Okay, sorry.
I know you're popular.
What's that? At Scott Logie, Scott_Logie. Spelled as you'd think Logie would be spelled. He suggested Rock, Paper, Scissors. That's movies with either rock, paper, or scissors in the title. So what do you want? States, Rock, Paper, Scissors, or Who, What, Where, When, and How, blah, blah? Which one of those do you like?
I'm going to go Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I like it. I like it when you really think about it and make an informed decision.
Okay.
1973, 79, or 2001? It's a rock, paper, scissors movie from 73, 79, or 2001.
Fuck. Because I'm trying to think of, I have an idea of what some might be. How about if I go...
What year do those come out?
What?
Nothing.
71.
Oh! 71 isn't even an option.
Oh.
You did say 71.
73. 79 or 2001.
All right, either 70. I'm either going to go 73 or 2001.
Have my back.
Because I think I know what. Oh, I'm going to go 73.
Okay. Good call. 4 stars from Leonard Maltin. I can't disagree. He calls it unbeatable entertainment. He also says later it was a TV series. And there are...
I can get it in...
7 names. How
zero.
Many names?
Zero.
She says 0 names. All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down.
The TV series gave it away for me.
Okay. Then we go to Greg Barron, who can either go into negative names...
Right.
...or say to Sarah, just name that movie.
Name that movie.
All right. What do you think it is, Sarah?
The Paper Chase.
That's incorrect. Greg Barrett gets the point. Who is he, Jonathan? No, you're not out. You're not out. Okay. It's not elimination like the 12 Guests of Christmas. You get to stay, and it's first person to 2 points.
I can't believe. Didn't you think that? I could tell you thought that, too.
Yeah, it did have the word paper in it, and it was from around the right time, but some of the audience just said it. The answer is Paper Moon.
Paper Moon was the first thing I thought of, but they didn't make a series of Paper Moon.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah. I wish I could think
with
of who started it.
It was weird. It was Glenn Close and...
nothing. I want to look up a
and
series of Paper Moon. I love that movie.
They inversed
that's,
it. It
was why it I was, picked 73 because I thought it was it Paper was, Moon.
It was a maybe... Who was the dad? Who I don't know who played either part, but it was like, you know, like how it works. It was the TV version. Tatum O'Neal in the TV
movie.
Series?
Oh,
the movie. Yeah, that's she was the in the movie. But who was in the, somebody else was in the TV series. But I don't know if she turned
she
out to be
an
anybody
Oscar.
Or
She's
anything.
Not doing the series.
She didn't turn off. She didn't turn out to be anybody, Doug.
I'm telling you, there were two sort of famous people. Like, but
like Robert Shea or like is that his name? Who's the guy who's like Ryan O'Neal Light and who's in stuff? Is that his name?
Robert Shea. I don't know who that is.
He's right. In a lot of Law and Order.
All right, we'll come. I'm going to look into that and get back to everybody.
I can't believe I...
It was exciting. You played it just right.
Thank you. Thank
you. Could have
so
waited
much.
Around and heard some names, but that was the way to play it.
Let's keep playing and I'll look it up.
Okay. Wait, what are you going to look up?
Paper Moon, the TV series.
All right.
We all want to know.
Don't go looking up other things. Don't try to cheat.
I have no desire to cheat this stupid game.
Foster. Yeah, Jodie Foster. I fucking knew somebody of some merit
That's
played the part on the
shit.
TV series.
Who's the man?
She turned out to be Jodie Foster.
Christopher Connolly.
That worked out perfect
but
for her.
You know what's crazy about that
Connelly.
Is...
Christopher Connolly. Who's that?
He was just like a kind of handsome, like Ryan O'Neal
yeah.
TV version dude
yeah,
that was
yeah.
around the time.
And then Tatum O'Neal.
I think he was also in the TV version of Butch and Sundance, I think.
Well done. Oh, interesting fact. It. Tatum O'Neal was in the movie, and then who'd you say was the?
Jodie Foster. Jodie
then Jodie Foster was the in the TV series?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say?
And then in Bad News Bears...
No such switch occurred.
Yes.
It was just Tatum O'Neal. It was Tatum O'Neal in the movie.
No, Jodie Foster in the movie.
No. People get that mistaken all the time. It was Tatum O'Neal in the movie, and then the TV series was some girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, the TV series girl didn't go on to do anything. I apologize at this time, but... I like to point that out and when we have a success story like Jonathan Libnicki, who as an adult is now in films. You've got like 2 films in the can, right?
Yeah, I have one coming out in December. So
what's it called?
It's called For the Love of Money, and it's with James Caan and Jeffrey Tambor. So
wow,
no, sure.
Yeah. Excited!
All right. Do you have to have some crazy accent in that?
Not really.
But there's another thing where you have an accent that's a movie, right? That they showed a clip on The View.
Yeah. I mean, it's. A little accent. I had a little argument with the producer and the director on this because I'm born in Tel Aviv, but they didn't want me to have an accent, which I thought was really weird.
So. Yeah, you could, and you
so
could have done
like
it.
So I kind of like did my own chumps. Little characterization thing. So we'll see how that turns out.
Were you
out.
Like yidle, didle, didle?
Pretty much, pretty much. That was it. That was exactly it.
All right, so.
I want a taste of the Lipnicki
Irish. We're going to start with Jonathan now.
Don't we want a taste of the Lipnicki Irish? Yes, can't we get a taste of it? Just something.
Why do you want to hear it?
It was a whole year ago.
I know, I can't.
All right, you can pick, maybe pick a category with an Irish accent. Would you okay. like, you know, we just got through, we made it, everybody. The rapture happened. And, yeah, we got through it. So I was thinking movies that star Debbie Harry in a, either a lead or a small role. Do you know who she is? Jonathan?
No. Sorry.
No, I don't blame you. You were exactly not born probably when she hit the peak of her success. She had a song called Rapture that was like a rap song.
How many
song.
Movies could there be? There's just John Waters movies.
She acted a few times, yeah. Yeah, it's not an easy category, Sarah.
You don't want
in theaters now, Jonathan, is motion pictures that are actually in theaters now. So that's awesome. Pretty recent ones. And then it's on the day that we're taping this, May 24th, it's John C. Reilly's birthday. So I'd like to do a category of the films of John C. Reilly. So which one of those would you like to play, Jonathan?
Out of those
three.
John C.
Debbie
Reilly
Harry's
movies.
Off the table, obviously.
Okay, John C. Reilly movies.
Okay,
let's do it.
Let's do John C. Reilly movies.
Let's do it.
All right, would you like a John C. Reilly movie from before you were born, way before you were born? No, I'm just kidding. But these are, might be, I don't know. Well, I'll just give you the dates and you pick.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go. I don't think it was there when you stood up and showed everybody what was going on with how you cut your bush. You got rid of it?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm embarrassed because
you
ate
had some sort of
weird,
schmutz on your pants.
I ate some weird flaxseed whatever bar from next door and backstage, and now I looked back and there was like pieces of it stuck to my like jeans.
Yeah,
it might not even been you that ate it. But
I didn't
it just
even,
been your vagina.
I didn't notice it,
which, as we know, has a life of its own.
Right near my big vagina lips.
I just had a snack.
Okay.
I'm just saying I didn't notice it when you stood up, but I saw it just now.
Thank you.
93, 97, or 2002?
I'll go with 2002.
Yeah, go with the most recent.
Why not?
Smart play. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. That's about right, I think. He says that he says it's a rare film that manages to make a transition from comedy to poignant drama. And he says that the person who wrote the screenplay also co-stars in the film. Yeah, 3.5 stars, and the category is John C. Reilly, so he's in there somewhere. And there are 8 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in? And this is just a little tip on how to play. Say 8 names.
Zero. Let's go with zero.
Are you kidding me?
I'll try.
All right. Sarah Silverman. I tried to help him out.
Don't do it.
Name that movie.
You don't have to do it.
Name that movie.
She says name it. So what do you think it is?
God, I was hoping she wasn't going to say that.
Wait, what?
That was an interesting strategy.
I was hoping if I exuded like enough confidence that she'd just pass, but
no.
Well, she would have had to go even she'd have to know even she'd have to
let's
go negative
over.
Names.
I feel he didn't understand.
Say 8 names like I suggested, and let's see how that plays out.
8 names. We'll go the opposite of what you picked. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have the
that?
Most amount
that?
Of chances
go,
as opposed to the
like,
least. It's not easy to play. Game shows are hard.
Go the opposite.
Got it.
Right.
So how many? What do you want to go with?
I'll go exactly the opposite.
8 names.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. All right, Sarah.
I can name it in 7 names.
Greg?
I say name that movie.
Oh, in 7 names?
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Good.
But I had a lot of fucking damage to my brain. I don't remember shit.
You know,
I don't even
stars.
Know what show this
Speaking
is.
Speaking of not remembering anything, it's been so long, I don't even know what the points are. Greg has a point?
I have one, yeah.
And Sarah
Solid.
Has no points? All right, she's about to tie it up.
And it's Shane that has the point. I don't have a point. These are
Let's
points
for
Shane.
Give me seven names.
All right. So Greg has a chance to take this if Sarah doesn't recognize
seven names.
The seven names.
From a movie that was played yesterday.
I'll be shocked. Let's do this.
I'll be shocked. John Carroll Lynch, Deborah Rush, Mike White.
Who?
I can explain who all those people are to you. But just hear all seven and then name the fucking movie.
Okay.
You were just rushing me. Tim Blake Nelson, Zooey Deschanel, John C. Reilly, and Jake Gyllenhaal. That's everybody but one person. That's in this 2002 movie.
John C. Reilly's? He's not even made it.
He's third billed. So he's got a pretty decent part in the movie.
Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Nice play, Greg. You really were listening when Sarah said she's bad at this.
Wait!
Because there's at least 40 people in this room that know the answer, right?
Stop it. Yeah. Let me just talk this through. I'm assuming that the writer is Mike White. No, but did he direct it? Who else? Tim Blake Nelson. Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's the one that throws you. That's the one that throws you, right? That's the one that fucks it up.
I'm not saying my answer. I'm talking this through.
I love this show, Doug, because I know that when
Jake Gyllenhaal isn't the star. Isn't the star.
Yeah, he's number two.
2001?
Two.
How often, Doug, do you think people are enjoying your podcast in the podcast manner that they're wherever they are going, you fucking idiots!
Stop yelling at me at home!
Yeah, what do you mean listening to it? There's people in this room that are crawling out of their office. Skin.
No, I know. But these are all pretty polite people. I'm talking about people who are just nowhere in their fucking cubicle right now. And they're like, you fucking dumb shits. You fucking phonies. You pieces. Fuck! It's... And
then, the good girl.
That's correct.
Yes, of course. It just hit me. I'm sorry. Of course. Jennifer Aniston is that kind of name. Mike White wrote it and directed it and was in it.
Speaking of which, you just had a great turn on The Good Wife.
On
CBS. I didn't know about it until I saw a promo that had you front and center, and you're amazing on that. There was a great performance.
Doug?
I enjoyed it a great deal.
Thank you.
Did you
like that? When you do a show in New York, they tend to have old timey, queeny, hair, makeup people, and I'm saying that if you're listening, I loved them so much. But it's funny because I play a web person, someone who has a website. I should be in a hoodie, but they dressed me like Dynasty. Funny. All right.
Yeah, you were maybe a little too dressed up for somebody that has a website.
Yeah, they make you look into a real grown-up-y person.
Hey, I get dressed
up.
I agree.
You know what I did, though? I used it.
Now all the people You're listening awesome. Don't know which ones are mics dropped on accident and which ones are on purpose.
I can't believe I have a point. I'm so
that was awesome. There was a lot of drama.
Yeah.
That was good for the listener.
Very exciting.
And for the
I probably gave her a little bit too much time to answer because this could have been over. All right, Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
We're back to you, dude. You get to pick a category, and I think you're going to like this first one. This was suggested by someone on Twitter named Censored Wang. And Censored Wang suggested Con Artists, which is the films of either James or Scott Kahn.
Yeah.
And you just worked with the great Jimmy Kahn. I also go to Jimmy Kahn every year. It's a... It's a convention in San Diego where we
worship
people named Jimmy. What?
Who won the Con d'Or this year?
I don't know.
Takes place in his bathroom.
And then two of the categories you've already heard: who, what, when, where, how, or where, or why, and states, movies with a state in the title. Which one would you like to do?
I'll go with Con Artists.
Yeah. All right. Would you like a con movie from 76, 81, or 1996?
96. Let's do it.
Yeah, you're consistent on what year you pick.
Yeah, I got a...
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. Unfair. He says 2.5 stars, but then he still goes on to say it's original, and he says that it's... has an engaging performance by one of the lead actors. So it's original, has an engaging performance, and it has either Scott or James Caan in it, and there
96,
are
96, you say?
96, yes. And there are 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Lipnicki. J Lipnicki on Twitter, by the way.
Yes, please.
All caps,
me.
Like he's yelling it.
Yeah.
J Lipnicki.
That's how I wanted people to pronounce it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You wanna go 8 names again?
You know what? I'll go with 6.
Oh,
so
nice.
I don't feel so lame.
No, no, that's good. That's a good solid way to play, Sarah.
You know what? I'm gonna say name it because I'm not. I don't. I'm gonna say name it. Name that movie.
Okay.
No, I'm with it. I say name.
People
that
love
movie
that
too.
That choice.
I've given you plenty of excitement in this show tonight, Doug.
All right. Well, you've also given us. We got it. We're gonna have to play another round. So because it's gonna be. Oh no! Wait.
No, if
Sarah
if,
will
if,
win.
If Nicky bottoms out. If Nicky
right?
bottoms out, Sarah will win.
Sarah win. Okay.
Don't
all right.
We both have
good
one?
Call, Sarah.
We do, but it'll come to you. You'll probably get it. And I for sure won't because I've only ever seen 2 movies, Batman
won't.
And Hoosiers.
So that's it. So all my experience with movies. Didn't go to the premiere of He's Just Not That India, didn't give a shit. I didn't see it, don't know it, don't love him. Don't
I'm
love
gonna give
love Doug.
Maybe
love Sarah.
Maybe we'll see. You get 6
Hoosiers
names.
Was good.
Yeah. Batman was good in its time. It hasn't yeah. held up very well.
No, no, no.
Original. Oh, that's Batman and Robin. The one with Adam West.
Yeah, that was good too.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, here's your 6 names. Do you want the clues again? It's original, he calls it. He says he gave it 2.5 stars, and he says it's the engaging performance by one of the lead actors. And here are your names. Jim Pons, Teddy Wilson, James Caan, so he's kind of a little low on the list, so that's might be a clue. Lumi Cavazos, Andrew Wilson.
Ooh, and that's always how his name is said, by
yeah,
the way.
Andrew.
Well, we're always surprised he's in it again.
Yeah, yeah. And
Andrew Wilson, are you fucking kidding me? Andrew got cast again.
And Robert Musgrave.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What do you think?
So lost. Definitely drawing a blank here.
What's did you talk to James Caan at all about his filmography? Like,
no, I didn't. I didn't like walk up to him with like an IMDb page or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But like, you know, maybe he told stories about being in previous movies or something. Like, let me narrow it down for you. It's not The Godfather.
Okay, that's good.
Well, you just gave up that it's James Caan.
He already said it.
Because that was one of the names.
Yeah.
Then he read the name again.
I had such a little...
You're
was,
so
like,
competitive.
So,
I love
so,
it.
So like obnoxiously excited.
You're like, I got to stomp Lipnicki.
I don't get like a synopsis or anything. No,
no, that's all you get. But you know, you played a good game, and
yeah, I totally
you
did.
You played hard for Jenna. Jenna's won before, right, Jenna? You've never won.
Rooker picked me. Of course, I didn't.
Oh, Michael! Did you hear that? She goes, Michael Rooker picked me. Of course, I didn't win. Well anyway,
he's only,
Jenna,
he's
come
only
over
seen
here.
One movie. Taps.
Jenna, come over here and write down another shithead for me to call a shithead. And who did Greg play for? Shane?
Shane.
Shane, do you want to come and do the same?
What's
and,
happening?
It's over. He doesn't know it.
Can I guess it?
Sure.
Honeymoon in Vegas? I don't know.
I love
no.
that movie.
So well, you got all over me for giving him that great clue of Andrew Wilson, because I was trying to imply that other Wilsons are also in it. What would that be? Bottle Rocket, that's right. Yay, Bottle Rocket. Which is weird that James Caan's even in that. It kind of throws you off because it's like, what?
Oh
he was
God.
In that? But he was. And but thank you so much, everybody, for playing. Sarah
thank
Silverman
so
won for Christina. So congratulations go out to Christina. And in fact, Christina, can you come get this bag of stuff?
Yeah,
because you told him to name it. She doesn't even know she won. That's
yeah, you
awesome. Won
you challenged him. So great.
But it's like I
where is she?
Except for that.
Where? Okay, come over, Christina. I'm sorry to make you come all the way over here.
Yeah, it was really like a...
There you go. Congratulations. Watch out for the stage.
much. Yeah. But wait, do I say who the shithead is? I memorized it.
No, no, she doesn't get to say because she won. The people who lost now get to say as a consolation prize
who
the shithead is. It's, you know, you've only been on 5 or 6 times, so... Different people have a different learning curve. Like, next time Jonathan's on, he's going to nail it.
I'm going to win.
Yeah. He's going to win it next time. Did you hear that? Gauntlet thrown, Silverman.
This was literally who knew less. This was like, which one of these people knows less? Which is the dumbest movie person on this panel?
I didn't go into it thinking it would work out like that, but you know, there's always that chance.
Who knew less?
And it's a hard game. No show here at UCB next week. I'm going to do an in-studio episode, and then the Tournament of Championships will continue here on June 7th. And also, our good friend Jimmy Pardo is doing Never Not Funny taping at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on June 18th. So get tickets and go to that if you like things that are never not funny. And once again, one more time for my guest, Greg Behrendt, Walking the Room podcast, Sarah Silverman. Look for her lips in Take This Waltz and Keep It.
We're all
shove
family.
It. And Jonathan Libnicki.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, dude. And we got the names right here. As always, Victoria Blair Mason is a shithead. Okay.
Is she always a shithead?
I always say as always, and then the names are different. Just like those other times you were on.
Sorry, but then... Remember when you'd get mad at me because I would never remember people? You'd be like, oh, there's so... There's a...
Oh, you don't remember people.
That was a terrible thing to recollect. I should recollect the actual people. All right, sorry.
Yes, you should.
Bring it down.
And Harold Camping is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to punch another cocky. Eyes of hold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in.